Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 18th in the year of our Lord, 2016. The goal, to protect life, liberty, and property. To promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir. Uh-oh. Kirk's missing in action.
Oh, sorry. I heard the uh-oh. Well, we got a grandson or two. Well, a grandson and granddaughter that are here. And so we were out checking on the dogs, and he took a dog bone to each one. You know, a neighbor brought us over their dog bones, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And so, because their dog got sold, and so they don't need any of the dog bones anymore. But so I was telling him, hey, I'm going to go inside and, you know, you can be okay out here. And anyway, I got here, what, a second or two late, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, good buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Sam, the whole reason for the delay of game is dog bones.
Well,
okay, I'm just
Weston,
saying.
Our grandson, is here. And, you know, he and I, you know, we're out looking the dogs over and checking the garden. And, you know,
all right. That's supposed to be after the show tasks, by the way.
Well, hey, that's why we do it.
Ubers,
break, you know?
First self-driving cars. It'll be a fleet that arrives in Pittsburgh, they say, this month, but they'll have backup humanoids, Kurt?
Well, yeah, they'll have them sitting in the, you know, kind of to supervise. They want them sitting in the seat. There, but the point is
it'll be kind of hard not to nod off if that dude's just driving around all by itself and you're just kind of there, Kurt, won't it?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we've seen all this technology moving forward, and Uber's a great example of it. You know, there's a whole bunch of it, and you know, like you mentioned about the Cisco report where you got these 5,500 people getting their pink slips and heading to the unemployment line.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely
a whole bunch of them that there's a lot of them we think that probably would have abilities to, you know, be the next.
I got news for them, though, Kurt.
Yeah.
Don't become an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be replaced and disrupted.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Well, become an Uber, I don't know, not a regulator, but, you know, something in there. Look and say, hey, what can be improved, you know? For example, I don't know if you saw these, but
I gotta just have Liberty News Radio provide background for all the vehicles, Kurt.
Well, hey.
You know then people can learn about what's happening. By the way, they say forget driverless vehicles, Kurt. That's like yesteryear stuff already.
Well, yeah. Why?
How about a self-flying taxi, bro? You don't need it.
Well,
need
you cars. Know, come on. I mean, that is pretty cool, kind of Jetson-ish, you know what I mean? You know, you don't have to worry about making roads if you just fly, right?
So, but stop, I got a question. Why would we have a taxi, Kurt? Those are so last century. Why don't we have a self-flying Uber?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just saying.
It's a better term, but you know.
I get the reason they say taxi. I'm just saying it's kind of funny. It's kind of like how your cell phone, you never hardly talk on it anymore, right?
Right.
All right.
Well, it's,
I guess there's
it's
a poll out, Kurt, a liberal poll.
Yeah.
It's about the Donald.
Oh, yeah.
It's about them folks down there in Texas, Kurt.
Well, that's right. The Texans are saying, look,
this?
I think if it's the one I'm thinking of, they're basically saying, hey, if Hillary wins, we're seceding from the Union.
Yeah.
You know, let's see, where is that?
That's exactly right, Kurt.
You know, I mean,
they say we back secession if Hillary wins. We've just got to get out of this cursed place if Hillary's at the helm.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean,
so here's the funny thing about this, Kurt, that I find. Newsmax brought me the piece. And Newsmax and several different organizations are talking about this piece, but it's all new media, Kurt. The mainstream press really not talking about it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the reason this is so funny to me is the mainstream press tried to float the trial balloon lie that said, man, if Donald becomes president, everybody's going to freak. Everybody's going to melt down. I mean, people are just going to be beside themselves. I mean, actresses and actors and all these liberal whacked out people are like, I'll leave the country. And my response is, by all means, why don't you even leave early just in case, you know, kind of thing. And they made this big old to-do about that. Oh, my goodness. If Donald, no one will be safe. Lock up your wives. Lock up your daughters. I mean, you know, you might as well not even go to work anymore. I mean, it was just like this fall on your sword liberal fest, right?
Yeah.
And now the mainstream liberal press does a poll and they get spanked because the conservatives are going, you know what? If Hillary gets the helm, man, we don't even know what to do except for just leave the country. Our whole state just wants to bail. And it's kind of comical because...
Well, and how many other states would want to join them?
Well, that's a great question, Kurt. Maybe somebody ought to do a poll about that. I think you're right.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, isn't it fascinating?
Like
these guys fall on their swords all over those kind of wildest claims, and now a poll backs up the opposite. And then the mainstream press doesn't even cover it, Kurt. They're just like, hum-de-dum.
Well, yeah.
Donald's bad, fitting, Hillary's good.
Fitting their narrative.
And they run around all goofy, and they're so yesteryear. But really, a poll came out, Trump supporters in Texas back secession if Hillary wins.
Yeah, 3 out of 5 Texans.
Wait a minute.
I mean,
that's almost like 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed say thing.
Yeah.
3 out of 5. What do they say? It's almost 2/3, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. That'd be like 60%.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
you know, but isn't it fascinating how turnabout's fair play? These guys don't even report it now that this comes out, Kurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't want to do that or else it makes Hillary look bad. You know?
Hey, Kurt, do you think the chemtrails are out right now? I mean, can you just hardly breathe because the chemtrails are just going crazy?
You know, I'm sure that there's bad stuff, you know, there.
Yeah,
but
yes.
It's one of those things, like, for example,
Kurt,
you know, that I can't really fix.
Kurt,
but I, you know, go ahead.
All you got to do is look up, buddy. I mean, that's all you got to do to know, Kurt.
Well, yet, you know, Sam, for example, like, there are things that we...
Kurt,
do know that we can really work on.
Kurt, you can't even convince me. My mind's already so made up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, you know, for example, like right now, you know, we've heard Trump say that he thinks the elections are rigged, right?
Yeah.
And he thinks, you know, that there's troubles there and that it could be rigged in the general election. You know, one of his, you know, basically big shot, kind of advisors, at least former ones. I'm not sure if he is now or what, but he's a contributor to what's called the, was it Politico? The Hill. He's a contributor to The Hill. So he writes this piece, and the headline
reads... hold on. We'll get to that story in a second. I almost got my story obliterated. I got to assert myself here. Kurt's not looking up and seeing the chemtrails is the problem.
Oh, that's right.
See, Kurt's looking down on his newspaper, and he's confused. He doesn't realize how horrible
it
really is.
Well, not my
newspaper,
but my...
You don't read the newspaper, Kurt? What's
screen.
Wrong with you?
No.
Digital?
No, really
in,
read it.
Paper
yeah.
out? All right. Anyway, I guess WorldNet Daily's reporting on this, Kurt. Scientists spill the beans
really?
On mystery chemtrails in sky.
Oh.
Scientists spill the beans.
Huh.
On mystery chemtrails in the sky, and their research shows that it isn't true, Kurt.
Oh, darn. That's just really going to be messing things up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you know, all you conspiracy theorists out there that say there's chemtrails everywhere, tain't true. WorldNet Daily, they say 75 out of 76 scientists say so. The 76th guy says there's something weird going on, but I'm not sure what it is, Kurt.
Okay.
Now, I agree there's something weird going on just about everywhere. And that leads to your story. Can the 2016 elections be rigged? You bet, Roger Stone contributor, Kurt.
Yeah, no.
Anyway,
you know,
I just had to let
everybody
know about those chemtrails, Kurt, because, I mean, people are just freaking everywhere they go.
I know. And ladies and gentlemen, if we sound like, you know, just because we say this way, that, hey, you know, we think there are no conspiracies. There's no bad guys out there. It's just everything la-di-da. That's not what we mean. But, ladies and gentlemen, everything isn't a conspiracy. Everything isn't. And why not, work that, on the things that we can work on?
Exactly. You made the point, Kurt, that there's, even if it is true, there's things we can do something about and things we can't really do a whole lot about. I always like to say, along with what Chuck Harder used to say, you know what, you can't fix the world by 3 o'clock, Kurt. There's
like
things that you have control over
the
elections, that you don't.
You know, would be a good thing to
start on. All right, we'll talk about Roger Stone's article. He's a contributor in Seconds. Can the elections be rigged? Oh, man, that's probably a more poignant story than chemtrails, Kurt.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Roger Stone, contributor with the details, ladies and gentlemen. Can the elections be rigged, Kurt?
Well, there you go, Sam. And we've talked about this, I don't know for how long.
25 years, sir?
I mean, yeah. And, you know, he does go into, you know, the facts and about Bernie Sanders getting beat in Wisconsin and, you know, how they basically did a study and they proved that Hillary's campaign basically rigged the system to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders.
By the way, in my opinion, she should be disqualified for this.
Yeah.
And secondarily, then, for lying to Congress, it's called perjury. They need to basically call her in contempt of Congress and hire a grand jury and have subpoena power and drill into the bottom and toss Hillary in the clink if justified. We need to get that done, folks.
That's right. And then, you know, the article goes on. The issue here is both voter fraud, which is limited, but does happen, and election theft through the manipulation of the computerized voting machines, particularly the Diebold/PES voting machines in wide usage in most states. Politico profiled a professor from Princeton, they talk about, and this guy has demonstrated how the electronic voting machines that are most widely used can be hacked in 5 minutes or less. The guy's name is Robert Fitrakis. He's a professor of political science in the Social and Behavioral Sciences Department at Columbus State Community College, and he's written a must-read book on the strip and flip technique used to rig these machines. He's a Green Party activist, by the way, Sam. A computer hacker showed CBS how to vote multiple times using a simple $15 electronic device. Now, I guess you can buy this thing at Best Buy. Man, you'd think those things would be selling like hotcakes, but, you know. This guy, Roger Stone, says, well, that's what I'm thinking, you know. I mean, you'd think the parties would just be buying these up like crazy, you know. But, you know, Roger Stone goes on, he says, to be very clear, both parties have engaged in this skullduggery, and it's the party in power in each state that has custody of the machines and control of their programming. He talks about this year's results of machines in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Ohio, where Governor Kasich controlled the machines, must be matched with exit polls, for example, they say. Illinois is another obvious state where they talk about old Rahm Emanuel, the longtime Clinton hatchet man. He says, do you expect him to not monkey with the machines? He said, I don't. You go on down the list, but at the end, in the story, they point out that over in Europe, they rejected these electronic voting machines because they're untrustworthy. I mean, imagine rejecting them for that reason.
And what a sad commentary when the Europeans get it and we don't. It's like, come on, people.
He said, this isn't a secret. The media continues a drumbeat insisting voter fraud is non-existent without ever addressing the most ominous question of manipulation of the voting machines.
But see, that's why the mainstream press is getting relegated to the heap of ashes, Kurt, because people
exactly
get it and they're
right.
Just like, you know what, you're so goofy. To make the claim that there's no vote fraud is like, and that's kind of like saying the sun doesn't come up.
Yeah.
It's crazy at this point. Nobody believes that, Kurt.
He says some states still use machines that include no paper trail, where he says the evidence is destroyed. Talks about Florida's machines that don't have a paper trail, you know, and talks about Bush and
Gore.
Yeah,
and they went from Haney Chats upgraded to no paper trail.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
He says here's how they would do that. Manipulate the machines to bring about precisely your desired outcome. Publish a poll contrived to suggest the result you're going to bring about. Anyway, he goes, you know, through a number of things, but...
And then if anybody, has an objection or whatever, then viciously attack their character. Don't deal with the fact that there's fraud. Just attack their character. Just be like, oh, there's a racist or there's a pervert or there's a... I don't know what they'd say about... There's a white person. Whatever claim they can use to derail the discussion they're on, right, Kurt?
That's right.
In fact, you and I even went into your local committee and did this, and we had kind of some of those battles. And, I mean, they kind of made fun of us. They're like, oh, my gosh, these guys think that we're not protecting the votes and stuff. They're questioning our character. And it wasn't even about that. It was about, look, there's potential for fraud here. We're not questioning the lady in charge of the votes as if she's some evil person. We're not saying that. She's probably a very nice person.
Yeah.
And she probably isn't really at fault or involved in the skullduggery, as Stone puts it.
Right.
She's probably not. But it doesn't change the fact that it could be happening under her very nose. And if she's not caught up and wise to it, then it continues unabated. If she's
well,
wise
at least
to it,
under her nose, it was written things. At least in this story, he's talking about all these electronic voting machines.
Oh yeah, I'm just making the point that no matter whether you've got good people involved in all kind of places that are. Yeah. That are incensed that you would even bring this up, suggesting you're attacking them. See, that's a device that is used to manipulate the discussion away from what's really happening here. We're not questioning this lady, whether it's paper, whether it's how they got put in the ballot box in the first place, or the custody of the ballot box after paper is submitted, whether it's vote by mail, whether it's these electronic machines. We're not questioning maybe the person that lives next door to you that means well. I've been a Republican volunteer for years. We're not saying that those people are thugs. Yep. What we are saying is the system has been gamed, folks. And without casting dispersions on any individual, why don't we talk about the issue, which is there are ways to game the system under the very noses of honest people who mean well.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking
about.
And
how do we fix that?
Great point.
Which is basically return to... the paper ballots, and write them down, have that info, have the tracking system. We don't need the computers, that can be hacked. It's just a simple solution, right?
Amen to that. Now, so we can talk about chemtrails, which scientists spill the beans and say it's been debunked. Time will tell what the truth is on that, but WorldNet Daily with that report. Or whether we talk about can the 2016... presidential elections be rigged, you bet, says Roger Stone and many, many, many others.
Yeah.
To this next interesting story, Kurt, which, a lot of people say we never win. We're losers, we never win. Yeah. I disagree with that. I agree we don't win when we don't stand up. That's true. You don't ever ask a girl on a date, you never go on dates. That's a fact.
Good point.
But you ask girls on a date, and pretty soon you're going on a date. That's how it works, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I bring that all up to say we got to try, we got to do our very best, and we do win. And one of the things that we've been working on for quite some time, Kurt, is having incredible dividends, if you will. Mm-hmm. Well, that's dividends for good, honest, moral people, not shareholders of Target. Boycott Target. You got to have a number sign before that because it's a hashtag, right, Kurt? So number boycott Target. Company reports a huge 7.2% decrease in revenue, says the American Family Association. What's the problem? Well, they believe that, pervert men, they believe that like Joe Biden belongs in the bathroom with your daughter or your wife. Okay? They're crazy. And so the bottom line is Christians have been boycotting Target for quite some time. I haven't been to Target since I signed the pledge, by the way. Anyway, I bring this all up to say a huge 7.2% drop in revenue is a result of our efforts, Kurt, and now we're about to ratchet it up even further.
Well, and it's not like you can't find what you need if you decide not to go to Target. You got plenty of options, and that's exactly what you've done, right, Sam?
Yeah, and others, not just me. You've done that too.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't go to Target in the first place, and I still don't go. But anyway,
you go. All right, anyway, all I'm saying is our efforts are having an incredible impact. And when Donald wants poll watchers, and when we're making a difference in Target, see, there are lots of things that we do have the ability to make a difference on. And I just wanted to tell you that our Target efforts are working, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, have you seen the new movie, Man of the Year? Interesting plot. We'll tell you about it.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. In July, a group of 15 Sudanese soldiers gang-raped a female aid worker in the Terrain Hotel complex near Juba, the capital city of South Sudan. The troops also murdered a journalist in front of a captive audience of foreigners before beating and raping several of their hostages. Americans in the group were singled out for particularly vicious treatment, which included mock executions. According to the AP, for hours throughout the assault, the UN peacekeeping force stationed less than a mile away refused to respond to desperate calls for help. Neither did embassies, including the U.S. embassy. Since the administration of former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, the world body has claimed a mandate that includes the responsibility to protect Ironically, Annan had previously been the head of the UN's peacekeeping division, in which capacity he had been informed in early 1994 of the impending genocide in Rwanda by Lieutenant Colonel Romeo Dallaire, head of the peacekeeping forces on the ground in that country. Annan denied Dallaire's request for authorization to raid government arms caches that were being stockpiled in advance of the massacres, and ordered him to share his intelligence with the same government that was planning the genocide. The attack on the Terrain Hotel complex shows the hostility toward foreigners and aid workers by troops under the command of South Sudan's President Salva Kiir, notes the AP. It also highlights, in raw detail, the failure of the UN peacekeeping force to uphold its core mandate of protecting civilians, notably those just a few minutes' drive away. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We start polite and beg, but then we start to turn up the screws, and pretty soon we'll be tossing bureaucrats in the clink for violating the law. But anyway, we digress. Before we get to this Man of the Year movie, came out in 2006, I want to just tell you a little bit more about Target. Number boycott Target, it's a hashtag. Company reports a huge 7.2 drop in revenue. It's massive. The American Family Association, our boycott's making an incredible difference. Since April, ladies and gentlemen, Target's stock has dropped from $84 a share to $67 per share. That's nearly a 20% drop in stock value, Kurt. That is massive. And it's only going to get more.
Good point.
Because people are starting to tell their brothers and sisters and friends and family and loved ones in the second round of growing. Already well over 1.4 million have signed the petition saying we're not going to Target. Boycott them. And it's only going to grow from here. Ratchet it up, ladies and gentlemen. Tell everyone you know. We got to take this to the next level. What if we got 2.8 million? And pretty soon their stock was around $50.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to stand up and get involved in things you can do something about. And have a little entertainment while you're at it. Have you seen Man of the Year? It's a 2006 film, right, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing about it is, ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood is not really typically the solution place for us all. I mean, you know, it's usually the place you want to avoid when it comes to solutions. But in this case, what you've got is a story, this thing called Man of the Year. It's a Robin Williams is one of the main actors in it.
What rating is the thing?
Oh, it's like PG, I think, you know.
Okay.
But, of course, I watched it edited. But, you know, the point of it is that this show outlines an instance where you've got voting fraud going on, and it could be used by Donald, you know, to say, look, here's how it was, you know, portrayed in this movie. Let's get rid of voter fraud in America, and so that, hey, when we have elections, they're honest elections. I mean, imagine that.
Yeah, now this man of the year is about a talk show host, right, Kurt?
That's right.
Kind of like a what, a comedian guy?
Robin Williams. It plays a guy named Dobbs in the movie. Not Lou Dobbs, but, you know, in this case, Tom Dobbs, if I remember right. Basically he's a comedian, and yet, they joke around about him running for president, and then he ends up doing it. Now, the guys that he's running against are the, current president, Kellogg, and then another guy that's opposition is a Senator Mills. But what you really see here, at least to me, the issue of this story is that the government has just recently instituted all these basically electronic voting machines, like we were talking about in the last story or a previous story. And this lady that's a programmer, she basically shows how, because his name is two B's in it, and then you got the L's and, in Kellogg and the Mills, both of those are going to show up as they're not going to get the right number of votes, because he's got B's in his name and they've got L's and whatever. And in the end, he basically wins the election, and yet she points out that he didn't really, and then everything is right at the end. But the point, one of the key points is, here's Hollywood bringing out an issue, they're not really pushing it all the way through, but you could take it and say, look, let's look at our election systems.
Yeah, often let's what they try to do in it, in the fiction realm, Kurt, in Hollywarped, is they try to basically pitch this as a fake scenario that would never be real.
Right.
The point is, the details are all too real when you start comparing it to what Donald's claims are. You start comparing it to what these professors and tech gurus are claiming, and you start to go, wait a minute now.
You're exactly right.
And then you start to focus on some of the news stories over the years where election fraud has occurred. And then you start to look at what Hillary just did to shut off Bernie. Sanders and crew. Yeah, and you kind of go, wait a minute now. This is way too real for my comfort.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, pretty interesting film. Have you seen Man of the Year? Check it out. 2006 film. That's available. And Kurt found it pretty poignant for today's reality that we face. Yes. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's another story that's basically out of the Philippines, where I don't know if you've been following this, but there's a guy there. What's his name? Duterte. They call him kind of the Trump of the Philippines, and in his case, he's saying if the UN sends observers to kind of watch our voting and stuff, he says, I'm going to whack him in the head. This voting thing's kind of important, ladies and gentlemen. And whether you're in the Philippines or here in America, we want honest elections.
Right? Boy, do we. Yeah. And then they tell you we're just crazy for that,
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Venezuela's in the news. And I hope that America doesn't go the way of Venezuela, but if Hillary has her way, we just might, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And the guys in Venezuela, not only do they not have anything to eat hardly now, because they've done the whole socialist big deal, but now they're getting rid of the guns, Sam, and I guess they had a kind of a street fest and got rid of a whole bunch of shotguns and
what it reminds me of,
etc. What's that?
The psychotic book burnings of yesteryear.
Well, yeah.
And then you got Venezuela literally crushes 2,000 plus guns in public with an incredible statement, right?
Well, yeah. The interior minister, he's not very much of a religious guy, I don't think. But anyway, said the event marked the renewal of efforts to disarm Venezuelans through a combination of seizures and a voluntary program to swap guns for electrical goods.
Now, let me stop you there.
They got the people. Yeah.
Listen to the words. A seizure and a voluntary plan. Now, just so you know, if you don't volunteer, we'll volunteer you, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They say that Venezuela's got the world's second highest murder rate, and the street gangs that plague its poor neighborhoods have become increasingly heavily armed in recent years. Now, the problem is, Sam, they just don't apparently understand this, that if they take them from the good guys, the only guys with the weapons are the bad guys.
Yeah, but that's because the bad guys want to take it from the good guys. They understand it all too well, Kurt. That's why they're doing it.
I know. It's just amazing.
And that's why we need to make sure we reject that bogus narrative in America under the guise of if we somehow reduce our security, I mean our liberty, we'll have security. The founders warned wisely, you'll have neither. Okay, the other interesting tidbit on this headline I think is fascinating, Kurt. So Venezuela crushes 2,000 guns in public, but now they also plan a registry, Kurt.
Yep. And this is a registry. They're not only, I'm sure, registering the guns, but also bullets.
A registry of bullets, folks.
Technology. They're going to use a laser technology, something to mark ammunition. I mean, look at the picture. They were crushing these guns in the, you know, public square. And some of the members of the public watched, although more danced to a nearby sound system playing salsa music. I'll tell you what, it's a dangerous place. I think Venezuela, it's going to get
only
worse,
for you and
if
I.
You ask me. Yeah, good point.
And good honest American, or you know, good honest people who want freedom, it's dangerous, but not for the rest, Kurt, not at all.
By the way, they've got a booming economy down there, 185% inflation in 2015, a currency collapse, police salaries have fallen. It's pretty rough. Yeah, go ahead. All of them had hair of gold, like
their mother, the youngest one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Brady Bunch is in the news, and it's almost a Hillary get-rich plan, Kurt.
Yes,
we'll tell you about it right after the pause. There you have it. The story continues in seconds on your radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, Jan of the Brady Bunch is in the news. She's almost got Hillary-like winnings, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, well, you know, the bottom line is she bought a house, Sam. Now, the thing is, though, in her case, she bought a house quite a ways back. You know, and this is back in, let's see, she bought this thing in that was built in the 50s, and she bought it back in, 47 years ago, when she was 11, she bought it in 1969. And, well, she's now, they put it up on the market recently for $4.15 million, and, you know, ended up selling the thing for a measly $3.9 million. Now, let's see, $55,000, $3.9 million. Yeah, that's, you know, that's a good little profit, but it did take 47 years to realize it, you know what I mean? It's an 850-square-foot cottage, by the way, Sam. Three-bedroom on the...
It's because it's so big.
Yeah, you know? It's a Malibu beach house. So, anyway, there you go.
Well, I'm glad I didn't buy it. Moving for the Brady Bunch, weird scenario. Mm-hmm. At least that's legal.
Kurt. Yeah.
Got to move to illegality by your bureaucratic, out-of-control rogue agents in government. $6.5 trillion, Kurt.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. The Defense Department is, they're missing a little cash, Sam. And, you know, $6.5 trillion, they just can't account for. Now, the WorldNet Daily piece says this drug lord's cash was estimated at $220 million, meaning the Defense Department can't account for more than 29,000 stacks like this. Imagine 29,000 stacks of $220 million. That's what the Pentagon says. They can't account for $6.5 trillion. Doggone it. You know, I don't know. What's the solution there, Sam? What do you think?
Well, if you go back to constitutional coinage, gold and silver, as the founding fathers and the law demands, and the Bible says is honest weights and measures. If we go back to honest money, Kurt, this is not possible.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're just not going to have all this paper money printed like, you know, it's going out of style. But, you know, the other thing that might be, I mean, just imagine if you had guys like Sheriff Mack and, you know, Sheriff David A. Clark that were in charge of, like, the Pentagon.
Yeah, you the interesting thing about this $6.5 trillion missing from the Defense Department and or the Pentagon, Kurt, written by Bob Unruh, WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Many other new media is taking center stage. Outlets are reporting this, as are we. However, yeah, your mainstream press, Kurt, primarily ignoring this. They're ignoring that. You know what? They misplaced $6.5 trillion. They're ignoring the fact that Barack sent $400 million via unmarked cash to the terrorists. None of that's being really focused on. But a 1996 law, Kurt, requires all federal agencies to regularly audit But the Pentagon, the IRS, the Federal Reserve, I'm going to say that again.
Haven't even conducted a single one.
Yeah, the Pentagon, the IRS, and the Federal Reserve. So the story only said the Pentagon, but I had to add the IRS, the Federal Reserve, because it's true, folks.
Yeah.
That's why Ron Paul pushed for the auditing of the Fed. Now he's not in Congress, but Rand Paul and many others are picking up the drumbeat. Yeah, drumbeat. Great. Drumbeat on this to truly say we got to start with an audit. And the IRS, I mean, when do those folks get audited? They just audit everybody else, that's all.
Good point.
And so, anyway, we thought that was interesting to note. Now, you gave me this Philippines story, Kurt, but you brought up the Philippines before. Is this the same piece?
Yeah, it was just so you had the headline.
Yeah.
Basically.
But I think we ought to do more than hit them in the head, Kurt, when these rogue thugs run around and break the law. What we need to do is we need to indict these people and create accountability and use the rule of law. To force honor and justice in the system.
Well, kind of like Donald says, if you don't have a nation of laws, you don't have you don't even have a country.
Yeah. And I think it's right as rain.
I mean, you know, we've been saying that for a long time, you know.
We're going to get to this story. We're going to save it, but I'm going to kind of tease with a headline right now, Kurt. Headline says freedom rankings of all 50 states. Guess which one is the least free? Any thoughts on this, Kurt?
Well, you know, the least free, at least according to the I found it on the Blaze, you know, after you recommended it. But New York is the least free, and you know, basically they tell you why. One of the things they point out is what Becky Akers, our friend, pointed out. You know, is their rent control law that they've got in New York City.
Oh, yeah, it's out of control.
Bottom line is, they're just not a very free place. It's pretty socialist.
And it goes to show why Donald would be so against all the regulations going on, Kurt. He's just riddled with regulations.
I'll bet.
To where that guy's just fit to be tied. I can't blame him.
That's right. And the Cato Institute is where you can find this study. They call it the Freedom in the 50 States report. And it shows the least free and the most free.
What's the most free, Kurt?
Freedom in the 50 States. You've got, let's see, I'm trying to get down to the most free.
And we can break it down, in a future broadcast, Kurt, and drill into a little bit more of the details. I find that fascinating. The reason that I want to spend so much time on this story is, one, they have their own criteria for, quote, their freedom.
Yeah.
I would like to use completely different criteria in my rankings, Kurt. And I'd like to educate folks on how I get my criteria, what it means, and why. Because I appreciate what they do, Kurt, and I think they've got a lot of truth in what they say. But I think they're missing some components that are very critical when it comes
to true liberty. They show New Hampshire as the overall number one. They show Indiana, number four. I'm trying to find number two. You know, they've got this little map where, number two they show is Alaska. And then number three is Oklahoma. Number four is Indiana. And number five is South Dakota. So it's kind of interesting. You got, Indiana, where Pence is from.
And they're going to put like Utah and other states like that in the middle of the pack, which I understand. Yeah. But tomorrow we'll drill into their rankings.
Utah's
and what
number
they use.
20.
Yeah. It's close to the middle of the pack.
That's right.
But what we'll do is we'll break down what they're using for their criteria, Kurt. And
that's
I'd like
right.
to develop criteria that I believe, let's just say I think is more important. And
by
there's
the
a capital G at the start of a lot of it.
Good point. Yeah. That's exactly right.
In other words, how religious or what is a state willing to do when it comes to religious freedom? And what is that state, what's the character of the people? How moral and how self-governing are the people in a given state? And what policies are there? Okay, we talked about money, Kurt, quite a bit. And return to honest money. Utah's the only state that really has honest money laws on the books, Kurt. For instance. That's a critical component. Now, I agree there's some problems with Utah. I'm not telling you it's like the Holy Grail. Okay, but what about religious then? Most of the southern states and Utah or some of the Rocky Mountain states would take the cake for sure. Utah, Idaho, and a lot of the southern states, typically considered the Bible Belt or whatever, a lot of those states, they're not perfect. They've got problems. When people don't obey the commandments of God, there's problems everywhere. But there's still a whole lot more self-governing religious people that are governed by God's law, which, pardon the pun, trumps man's law every time. Mm-hmm. And so when we gauge for freedom factors, do we just look at, you know, what are we looking at? What's our criteria? What do we use? And I would simply say if we ignore the moral component and the God factor, and if we ignore the relationship of people believing in God's laws, the Ten Commandments, if you will, and having a self-governed obedience to those laws, how much freedom results in that? And how do you define freedom? And what does freedom mean? I mean, some would say, well, Sam, it's lower taxes. Some would say, Sam, it's less regulation. Some would say, I agree with all those things. But I submit to you that it's much, much more than that, Kurt. And when I go to different states, I can just feel that it's less free. Freedom oftentimes is not only a list of cans and can't do's, but it's a feeling that you get. When you go to, say, China, some of the communist nations, you can just feel that people aren't free. What about the feeling? When you come to Utah, there's a feeling here. If anybody comes to Utah, come here and land. And then just pay attention to the feelings you have when you're there. Look around you and pay attention to your feelings. And then do that in any given locale that you find yourself in. And ask yourself. And when I went, for example, to New Orleans, Kurt, in Louisiana, I didn't feel free at all. I was on the streets. It was like a Mardi Gras atmosphere kind of a thing. I was on the Bourbon Street in New Orleans years ago. I'm telling you right now, the first thought that came to my mind and the first feeling that I had was, God's just not welcome here.
Yeah, they say Louisiana is number 34 overall.
Anyway, I'm just telling you that I am convinced there's greater factors to freedom than we may look at in some of these organized, quote, quantifiers of liberty. And I would simply apply a little bit of a different matrix to the mix. But, of course, I'm not really an educated statistician. And I'm certainly not an educated, you know, I mean, what qualifications do I have?
Yeah.
And I would simply say redneck common sense and a pretty smart brain. I got an IQ of at least 50. So I'm saying that, you know, we ought to really focus on some of these things, folks, and we'll do so. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Hopefully when Sam takes off the gloves and talks about economics and a couple of other things, that there's a little tidbit or three that could better your life. How's that? All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.